All right, peace and blessings, Ski Town. Peace and blessings. The Triple OG is back in the United States, 60 days out of the country, and I'm happy to be back at home, and I'm happy to have my first guest since I've been back. Jamie Kitchens in the building. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
He got some amazing projects we're going to talk about for the next couple minutes, few minutes. New house coming up on Yuba.
Yes, new construction.
Wow, yours.
Yours.
Mine. You can stick your chest out, right? How does it feel, man?
You know, going through what I've been through.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it feels good to be, you know, going in the right direction.
Well, you know? Man, you always been a good dude. So yeah, it's always been in you.
I try to be.
But for people who don't know, this is a house that you're having built. You're the lead. And it's like a start of something new for you, right?
Absolutely. I'm like I said, I think I've said it before. I'm in the process of getting my my license, my builder's license. I'm working under Rudy Briggs, who is teaching me a lot, and I appreciate it. This is my first house, so it comes with some growing pains.
Right.
But you know, I can see the end of the light. I can see it being finished pretty soon.
Okay. So when did you start on this project?
Oh, we started in September of last year.
Okay.
So it's taken us a while, but we ran into some, you know, some problems with construction and some contractors and, you know.
Okay.
Like I said, it's my first house and, you know, right. My next house is going to be a lot smoother.
You know now, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. <You know? laughs>
Now, this is a three-bedroom, four-bedroom?
Three bedrooms, three bathrooms.
Okay.
Vaulted ceilings. It's over 3,000 square feet with the basement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you already have a buyer?
Yes, we already have. It's sold.
It's sold.
It's sold.
So they just waiting. They just waiting.
They just waiting on me. And they have been absolutely patient. I just want to, if they're listening, I appreciate your patience. But I'm trying to put out the best product I can.
Right. And you know, we have codes and everything. And I know they got to make sure they got to go by the code.
Absolutely.
We got inspections, appointments and all that.
Awesome.
And everything takes time. But
absolutely.
The house looked beautiful.
It's beautiful. For my first project, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have picked something so massive. You know, but, you know, it's go big or go home.
So for Muskegon, this little, you know, he's a black developer. He teamed up with a black contractor. Rudy Briggs,
Rudy
the OG.
Briggs, oh, the OG.
Yeah. So you seeing some commerce among our community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Rudy got a lot of experience.
A lot of experience.
I can say this. I can stick my chest out and say I gave him his first big house project.
Okay.
And it's still standing. It's very solid.
Very solid.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So when people talk about the housing market, houses being so expensive, what are some of the things they don't know about, Jamie?
There's a lot of programs out there for first-time buyers. And the city of Muskegon is working with first-time buyers as well. I know people notice all these new homes going up. There's a lot of programs to help people rebuild their credit and get financed for these homes. And they're giving 15 years of half-price taxes.
Okay.
That's huge savings.
Right. So that's helped bringing the cost down.
Absolutely.
Wow. Will there be any other projects after this? Are you planning on to start?
Yes. Like I said, this is just the beginning. Rudy has some projects coming up, all new constructions. So we have multiple new constructions that we will be working on this year and hope, you know, they will be done faster than this one, you know.
You'll get there.
We'll definitely get there.
Yeah, so. I'm hearing it all over the country. You know, supply delays, and there's been delays. You know, finding good people to do the right work, right?
Absolutely.
What about the housing market overall? Like, is it a good market for a buyer? I mean, what is the state of it?
Well, the interest rate is down. 30 years, probably like 6.1%.
Okay.
15 years, you can usually get around 5.5%.
Okay.
So the interest rate is down from, you know, what it was at like 7 and 6.5. So if you want to buy, this is definitely the time to buy and also the time to sell. Wow. You know, so
is the inventory there? Are you seeing the inventory pick up?
It's picking up.
Okay.
It's still, you know, we still got to get some of these people, you know, to sell their properties, but it's so hard now because we're coming from an era of 3.5% interest rate. So
okay.
When people go to sell their house, they're thinking, I got 3.5 interest rate. I'm going to 6 point, but you know,
right. Right. Times have changed.
Times are changing.
Wow. So what, you have any houses that you're selling right now?
Yes. We have multiple properties. We have one on 2313 Reardon Street. We have a couple on Mann Street that are completely renovated. Let me see. Let me pull them up so I can give them the proper. Yeah, we have, of course, 2313 Reardon. We have a commercial property on Apple Avenue. We have some in Jackson, Michigan. So anybody listening, if they hear us in Jackson, give us a call. 2320 Mann Street.
Like 2320 Mann Street. Can you, like, how much is that?
That one's going 154,000.
Okay.
Yep, and completely renovated.
Completely renovated. Yep. How many bedrooms?
3 bedrooms. I think 1 bath.
Okay. Yep. All right.
1400 square feet.
Are the banks financing, credit union financing? Which ones are you guys working
with? We work with different companies, mortgage companies, and I always recommend that people do their homework. You know, if you have a good relationship with your credit union, they probably will give you the best interest rate, but we work with some amazing mortgage companies that goes above and beyond to get our clients finance.
Wow. Jamie Kitchens in the building from TLK. We're talking about the housing market here in Muskegon. It's nothing like having your own. It feels good to have something with your name on it. Your house is yours, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Our motto is, you know, home ownership is the road to financial freedom.
Right.
You know, your home is like a bank. Once you pay it off, you can always draw money out of it. So home ownership is a wonderful thing.
Wow. How can people reach TLK?
They can reach TLK at 231-375-8779. Or they can call me personally if you want to sell your house or you want to buy a house at 231-740-1034.
What about people that's thinking about modular homes? Like, is there still a market for modular homes?
It is, but the issue is you have to find the land.
The land. Okay.
That's the issue, the land. So mainly, you know, and I love modular homes.
Yeah.
Modular homes are probably, you know, better built than stick built homes because they're transported. So they have to be solid. But the hard part is finding the land to put them on.
With all the vacant land in Muskegon Heights, it's like there could be a nice little modular home community. There's one out there by the airport.
Yeah.
You know, all modular homes.
Yeah.
And they're very nice put together.
And they're very nice.
Yeah. And don't cost as much. And nope. I don't know why I got one. Mine's it don't look like one, but it is one.
They're
very well built.
Like, absolutely. I love them.
And I love my mortgage payment. It is cheaper than the car note.
Absolutely. That makes it wonderful.
Right. Wow. So if you got any questions for TLK, we're live on radio and, of course, we're live on social media. You can type your question in here, respond to it. Any other projects that you have coming up?
Like I said, I'm working with Rudy. We have I want to say a minimum of 5 new constructions that we are building. Wow. Over in the Jackson Hill area.
All right.
In that area. So we will be listing those prior to them being built.
Okay.
Just to give people an idea of the layout and, you know. Wow. So, yeah.
When people complain about, I think I mentioned $200,000 houses, is it ever going to be a time where you're going to see new houses at like maybe $150,000?
New construction?
Yeah. It's probably hard. Huh?
It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to sacrifice on some things.
Okay.
Like downtown has some small homes.
Okay.
I mean, they literally are maybe 2 bedrooms, bathroom, and they might be 800 square feet.
Okay. Small.
Yeah, small.
Okay. So is it the wood? Is it what drove up that cost?
Materials. It's, you know, the concrete and, you know, and those homes are on a slab. They're not on the basement.
Okay.
So they're on the slab. So okay. If you put a home on a slab, you save a lot of money.
Oh.
You know, but it's just size and it's just everything. The cost of everything has went up.
So if you're expecting a basement and you're gonna be close to $200,000.
Easy.
No way around it. Is concrete or wood? Which one is the most expensive now?
They're both expensive. Concrete, you know, the cost. I've been talking to someone has almost doubled from like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then the wood material has also doubled. So, but I think, like I said, the city of Muskegon is doing some amazing things to make these homes affordable.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They got a magic wand down there. It's all them houses they don't build, man.
But Muskegon Heights can do it too, because like I said, eventually Muskegon is going to run out of land. Heights have a ton of land.
So what's holding up progress in Muskegon Heights?
I want to say relationships with contractors, and just you have to make it profitable for everyone.
Right.
You know, you have to entice some contractors to come there, and you have to work with them.
Right.
You know, 15 years of a half price taxes is an incentive.
Right. Do you think Muskegon Heights could do something like that?
I absolutely think they can.
Right. And that'll bring, but they can't even get houses sold. That was auctioned off a couple of years ago.
Houses are selling in the Heights right now.
Yeah. But I'm saying they had an auction a couple of years ago. Them houses still haven't been awarded, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people won bids and still haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't need the money now. I don't know.
They need to let them go.
Let something happen.
With all the land that they have, you know, it might be wise for them to get into the housing business.
The market is there. I think
the market is absolutely there.
Yeah, I've seen some. Yeah, I have some vision from Muskegon Heights, but I hold on to it till they're ready.
Absolutely.
Till the city is ready.
Well, the land bank is fixing up houses in Muskegon Heights, flipping them and selling them.
Wow. So they are selling houses.
They are selling
houses. Just not a lot of new houses coming.
Not a new houses, but they're completely renovated.
Renovated.
And me personally, I love renovated homes.
Okay.
Because they don't build houses like they built them back then.
Right.
These houses are solid. They just need to be updated.
Updated.
So the land bank is, you know, is not just letting these houses sit. They're sending contractors in, renovating them, and now they're selling them.
Wow.
So, and I want to say it's six of them in the South Heights.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, Jamie, I'm here from TLK. How can they reach you guys?
You can reach us at 231-375-8779, or you can reach me personally at 231-740-1034.
All right, say hello to your big sis.
I will, Terry. Boss lady.
Yes, I know she out there making moves somewhere.
She's making moves, yes. Bossing me around.
Right. All right, Muskegon, come up inside the driving spot. We're talking to Miss Mitchell, Pamela Mitchell, the mother of Lee Longmire, who's been missing for like 3-4 weeks. We're going to be talking to her inside the driving spot. Always good to see you, man.
Appreciate you.
All right, Muskegon. All right. Going back to more music. Keep it here.